The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, 2 for Tuesday with Van Halen. That's Pound Cake. We'll send that out to Monica Lewinsky.
Ho ho. That's Zane-tastrifical.
First funny of the day, everyone.
Ho ho.
Everyone can't wait to see the interview with Barbara Walters tomorrow night.
Yeah.
They just showed a commercial on TV, and you see Monica's lips moving and stuff, but I'm just not hearing what she's saying, because you're just thinking everything else.
Yeah, yeah. You look at her face, which I must say they've done a good job with.
Man, they could pretty up anyone on TV, huh?
She kind of looks cute.
Yeah.
In a chubby chaser kind of way.
Well, she's a slob, but I mean, you know.
Yeah, when you see her in the pictures in the paper, where the photographers get her coming out of a restaurant, which she does a lot of, those pictures don't look half as good as how they whipped her up for Babs' show.
Yeah.
She's looking good, but you do look at those full lips,
mm-hmm.
and you're not listening to what's coming out of them.
Not
you're
at
thinking
all.
About what went in them. It's true.
Yeah.
So she's got that interview. Boy, I'm glad I saw the commercial for it. I might have missed it. I really haven't heard much about this interview.
Yeah, I don't even know when it's on or anything.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, I got in trouble this morning.
Why?
With Jen.
Mm-hmm.
She says, every morning I wake up and all she hears out of my mouth is negativity. Negative. Everything on the TV, I'm screaming at the TV, negative, negative, negative. And I'm like, hey, look at what you're watching. Rosie, first of all, first Regis and Kathy Lee, then Rosie, and then The View. So The View, I literally am like a madman. I'm screaming at the television.
The View is...
Of late, The View is now an infomercial for Barbara Walters' interview with Monica.
Mm-hmm.
So they all get on, and Barbara's sitting there, and they all gush over Barbara. Barbara, you've done such a wonderful job. This is an exclusive. It's fabulous. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. And she sits there going, well, I don't really want to hype this too much. But thank you very much. The hype is getting a little out of control, but it's very sweet of you. And they're just gushing and sucking. Oh, Barbara. Like two dogs that meet on the street. They got their noses firmly nestled under the tail. Just snug, nuzzling and lapping, flapping. Her butt. It's just horrible, and it's so phony.
Mm-hmm.
She wants it hyped. And then she says on The View this morning, well, yeah, it's a fascinating interview. If it wasn't so fascinating, we probably wouldn't have carried it.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's just blow off Monica Lewinsky.
Blow.
Let's just blow off Monica Lewinsky's interview, you know? They're all a bunch of phonies. So when I start bringing this up, and the only person in the house is, you know, Jennifer and the cats. The cats don't mind my negativity. Jennifer does. She starts just getting on me about how I'm negative.
You know, that's where you got to call me.
Yeah.
Because I get the same thing going on in my house. We should have, like, the bat phone.
Where yeah.
It just rings in each other's house because we want to be really negative.
The red phone under that glass
yeah.
dome that you picked that Alfred used to get.
Yeah.
The negativity phones. Yeah, you pick it up. What? You see this fat idiot?
Yeah.
Yeah. We need that.
We should.
It's
you know?
Horrible. And then, like, all the hypocritical crap coming out of people's mouths, like Star Jones. And Joy Behar, just bull crap, just crap. And I comment on it, and Jen calls me negative.
Yeah. We should get a show on TV for just guys.
Yeah.
A show just like The View, but it's a bunch of guys sitting around.
Oh, how fast would that be off the air? No, it's all fun. It's fun for them to get on and just man bash.
Yeah.
Just man bash. But could you just picture a bunch of guys sitting around? Just call it like hanging out or scratching and burping or something. And you talk about that. How about, hey, did you get any last night? Ho, ho. Let me tell you. I was, you know, knee deep in pie last night. You know, it would be off the air. Boop.
We interrupt this program, which will no longer be aired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I'm negative. I'm sorry. But what can I do? I should turn on CNN and watch some death and destruction. It'll make me more positive.
Well, the problem is, though, daytime TV before we come to work revolves around ladies.
Right.
In general. What mm-hmm. what show do we got to look forward to before we come to work?
Jerry.
Jerry. That's it. Exactly. What else do we have, though? You got the soap operas. You got Lisa. You know, who cares?
All the cushy little cushy, wishy, gushy talk shows.
Rosie. Rosie's not made for guys
no.
in general.
Not.
Oof.
Yeah, well, I know. Opie, I've seen many a guy on the Rosie show. You ever see when she brings her hairdresser out? Hello! Whoa!
I love when they drag guys out of the audience on the Rosie show. It's the same thing.
Rosie, I brought you a sweater from our club. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's wonderful. It's from our club. It's Fisters, we call it.
You know, and Chubby Fisters.
The Chub Club.
Very good.
I've cut down on my portion, Rosie, so I'm losing the weight, but I'm not cutting down on meat.
Oh, we're going to have fun today. We are just getting warmed up, ladies and gentlemen.
So I'm not negative now. I'm positive, Opie.
All right.
I'm so positive that I'm negative.
All right. You know the deal. The fax line. We love faxes. 212-957-WNEW. And if you're at work and you're online, you know, making believe you're working and hoping the boss doesn't look over your shoulder, you can send us some instant feedback. Just click on our pictures through the WNEW website, okay? And you'll know where to go from there. Tony from Queens writing here, instant feedback. Mm-hmm. I am, as we speak, becoming an official member of the Tuesday Night Hummer Club.
Oh.
Thanks for the inspiration. I enjoy your show and really enjoy the Sharpton shtick.
Ah.
Reverend Al Sharpton song later on today on the program.
Yes, yeah, so
well, I have to go now because my hands are starting to shake and it's becoming more and more difficult to concentrate. Any minute now and I will be an official member. Thanks. Yahoo! Thank you, Tony from Queens.
How can he type while he's doing that?
AnthonyPriceline.com.
Ah!
I guess if you're looking to become a member of the Tuesday Night Hummer Club and you need a place to go, you might want to try to get a cheap hotel room.
Nice seg, Opie.
Thank you. We like doing our little wacky segues here.
Of course.
And why bother, you know, paying full price for a hotel room?
When you can call Priceline at 1-800-PRICELINE or visit their website at Priceline.com. Name your own price for the hotel room, and they will give you the price that you want. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you pay full price when Priceline will get you your price?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you use their service, you get a free hotel room. Can't beat it.
Free night, yes.
All right, so if you're going away in the near future or you need a little romantic getaway to happen, and you want to save some money, we all want to save money.
Yes.
Give the Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, 2 for Tuesday, Cold Shot and Pride and Joy, Stevie Ray Vaughan. On the way, we got a couple from The Doors and The Black Crowes by request next. You're hanging with Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
We got Alan on the line here. Alan, what do you got?
Opie, Anthony, what's up?
Hey.
I just want to tell you guys, rule, and life is either really good for me, I'm the luckiest guy in the world, or my wife's a space alien.
Why, what happened?
Well, let's see. After buying me a 73 worked Barracuda 340 for a wedding present, she informed me tonight, called me today, told me, going to become a member of the Tuesday Night Hummer Club tonight. All this, now, mind you, a week before she's getting her D implants at her request, not mine. So, I don't know whether to be really happy or, like, wait and try to pull her face off while she's sleeping to see the alien underneath.
Beavis, this is truly the luckiest man in the world.
I don't know which way to go with this.
You're kidding, right?
Plus, she is telling me
she gives you
that I can't retire from playing in my rock band. She wants me to keep playing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Now, how long have you been married?
We're going on 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I was like,
she's a man, baby!
You sure she doesn't have a penis?
No, actually, she looks like a young Lonnie Anderson without the stupid hairdo.
All right, so let me get this straight. She gives you a muscle car as a wedding gift.
Oh, awesome. You got to see the thing.
She's inducted you into the Tuesday Night Hummer Club.
No, she is tonight.
Okay. She's getting breast implants in a week.
Yes.
And she wants you to continue playing in your rock band.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. I don't know whether to be ecstatic or worry.
I don't know. I think she has something to tell you.
I'll tell you guys, you're the best. You make my drive home from work every day way better than it would have been.
I appreciate
it. And could you guys do me one big favor?
Yeah.
I don't know if you can. A request.
Hit it.
In lieu of the reunion, could you guys play one Iron Maiden song?
Iron Maiden, we could. Yeah, why not?
They're back together. Bruce Dickinson and Adrian Smith came back, and they're going out on the road this summer.
What do you want to hear? Like,
run to the hills, run for
please, not that version, Opie.
See, I tried to get you guys last Friday to give a big FU to
How about
K-Rock.
Like Number of the Beast or something?
Anything. I was going to, like I said, I was trying to call you last Friday to give an FU to K-Rock, because they always claim, if it rocks, it's on K-Rock. Meanwhile, they play the lamest garbage.
If it rocks, it's
world.
On K-Rock. Did,
that's what they, that's
I was coming home from the Black Crow show Saturday night.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I was listening to a disco station. So then I turned it over to Eddie Trunk. Do you hear what we're doing on Saturday nights?
No, what's that?
Oh, just tune it in. Trust me. Saturday nights at, 10 to 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
Eddie
yeah.
Trunk's on the air just jamming and rocking.
I'll have to listen to that. But...
It's how the station should sound 24 hours a day, to be honest with you.
Right.
In our opinion.
Trust me when they say that. Like, a while back, when Kiss released Psycho Circus, number one requested song in the New York area. They never played it. Not once.
Mm. Well, you got to stop.
But if it rocks, it's on K-Rock.
Well, you got to listen to us. We were jamming that song every other hour.
All
right, man.
So, but during the rest of the day, I don't listen to any really radio. So.
All right, Alan.
You hey, playing some Maiden?
You got it.
All right, man. Thanks
hey, Alan.
You guys rule.
Alan. Hey, dude. Dude, man.
Ah, he hung up.
Is my button pushed?
It's pushed now.
Son of a... Who keeps pushing that...
I don't know. We got a...
Goddamn button off.
There's a jock that works here that's really pompous and has decided that only he should talk to callers because it's hard to explain, but obviously Ant and I are on different microphones and you have to have these buttons down to talk to the callers.
So if my button isn't down, the caller can't hear me?
Not at all.
So I'm talking and I might as well have my my ass in my mouth.
Yeah, so every day we got to remember to push the button back down. They used to be down all the time, but now they're not because someone has decided that... I don't know.
Had a great little gag about how his wife was calling him about a threesome.
Mm.
But Jesus, he wasn't going to hear it.
Well, maybe he'll call back.
Oh, screw it. I'm disgusted now.
All right. Bill from Staten Island writes, so here I sit and I hear on the radio about this guy who's becoming a member of the Tuesday Night Hummer Club while typing to you guys. My question is, what kind of loser is online and typing to Opie and Anthony while getting a Hummer? I love you guys, but not that much. That's pretty good. All right, listen, we got the Tuesday Night Hummer Club song from Stephen Lynch that he debuted last week on our show. He made a song just for us.
Yes.
You want to try to do that before 4 o'clock? 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York. Two for Tuesday, the Rolling Stones, Let It Bleed, and She Was Hot. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
There's some great stuff to talk about. Did you hear about the zoo worker who loses finger in chimp attack?
Yeah, that's interesting, huh?
We'll get into it a little later, Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe we have the phone number of the guy that lost a finger and a half and part of his nose because a chimp attacked him in Salt Lake City.
Really?
We're going to get that person on the line.
Oh, my goodness. The actual person?
A little later in the show, yes. The actual person.
Gee, I wonder who he'll sound like.
I have no idea. We love monkey stories on this radio show.
Oh, any type of chimpanzee story drives us crazy.
And every person in America is trying to interview the guy that got injured in the chimp attack. And I believe, once again, we'll have an exclusive for you.
Goody.
All right?
All right.
Hey, you know, we're getting a ton of email and instant feedback and faxes and stuff on the Playboy pictures of Sable. I got to thank, I don't have it in front of me. I think it's T. T from New Jersey gave us a little heads up. And if you go to www.latestwrestlingnews.com/PWP, you get to see the pictures of Sable from WWF naked. They got the Playboy pictures. I'm surprised they didn't get a cease and desist order from Playboy on this one.
Yeah, interesting, huh?
But if you go there, latest wrestling news, all one word, no spaces, latestwrestlingnews.com/PWP. And then when that page is up on your computer, go to the right side. You'll see where it says Sable's Playboy pics are here.
Hey, where is it? Sable. Oh, here it is.
Under Thunder and all that?
Sable, yeah.
Look at these pictures.
Oh.
Look at these pictures.
Oh, cool. They got thumbnails now, too.
Well, you get to see the whole spread. She's got 1, 2, 3, 4. She's got like 12 pictures in this Playboy issue. When does it come out? Next week?
Some spread. Yeah, I think next week.
All right.
Wow. She looks, you know, a lot of girls, they take the clothes off. They don't look as good.
Mm-hmm.
She looks pretty good with the clothes off.
She looks better with her clothes off.
Mm.
Because I was stupid enough to say, you know what? I don't think she's that hot.
She shows it all, too.
She is smoking.
She's revealing the thatch.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, that's a kind of an interesting pattern, isn't it?
Yeah, she's doing something a little wacky there.
It's a very long,
yeah,
exclamation point, I guess.
Landing strip to the pleasure airport. Yeah,
that's a huge exclamation point. That's what it is.
Isn't that what it is? What it looks
it's
like?
It's a little thicker up here, and then it kind of narrows out.
See the four pictures kind of at the bottom?
Yeah.
One of which she's on all fours.
Yep.
Getting that ooh face. She's got the ooh face.
Well,
going.
You know, if you listen to our show on a regular basis, you know that we like to talk about the WWF. We just love wrestling. We think it's hysterical.
It's fun. It's goofy. It's.
And we found out that, you know, Sable was going to be in Playboy, and we wanted her to be on our show desperately. Mm-hmm. I mean, desperately. We tried everything.
We called her people and actually got in touch. Rick got in touch with Sable, mm-hmm. our producer,
mm-hmm.
and booked her for our show.
It was booked.
Yep.
She was booked, right, Rick, for what, this Thursday?
Yeah, she was booked for Thursday afternoon.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, about, say, an hour later, I got a call back from the Playboy's people, and they said that we're not allowed to have her on Thursday afternoon.
I wonder why. I wonder why.
Well, let's get right to it. Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Howard Stern. Because Sable's going to be on Howard's show Friday. He demanded that she does no other show before his.
Yep.
Which is kind of funny because Howard has told all his listeners that we only have three listeners.
Yeah, so what's the big deal?
So what would be the big deal if she was on our show Thursday before she was on his show this Friday morning?
That doesn't sound like something he'd do, playing hardball with guests, does it? That sounds like something, if you watched the movie Private Parts, that, like, Mr. Amos would do to Had.
See, Had, you got to be more like Mr. Amos.
See, that seems something like more like Amos would do to the Howard of the movie than Howard would do to an up-and-coming, struggling radio show.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't even competing in the same time.
Plus, he said it. You know, we didn't say it. He said that we only have three listeners. So what's the deal? Why can't we have Sable? No one would hear our interview with her.
Right. I think the three people listening would enjoy it, and then he can have it.
But I guess Don Stern put the kiboshes on this one.
Don Stern, you hold your guests in your pockets like so many nickels and dimes. Don Stern, you must let us all draw from the well. If we are to survive, we cannot face a war. We cannot go to the mattresses. You must let us draw from the well, Don Stern, the well of guests that you hold in your pockets like so many nickels and dimes. Please, Don Stern, allow us to draw from this well so we may enhance our show. Don Stern, we ask you this favor. May we please have Sable on our show, Don Stern. You are powerful, Don Stern, in New York City. You are the head of the most powerful radio family in New York City. So, Don Stern, we come to you asking for a piece, some of your guests, Don Stern. Must you keep them from us? We struggle. We are trying to make a foothold here. If you could, please, Don Stern, allow us this one favor. And we may someday repay you with a favor, Don Stern.
Unfortunately, I think we're like Luca Brasi on this one.
Yeah.
We're going to be swimming with the fishes.
We're going to have the piano wire around our neck. Yeah.
You know, Sonny wouldn't have died if he had Easy Pass.
If only my boy had Easy Pass. Look how they massacred my boy at the toll booth.
Can you see, like, the hit squad waiting at the sign? Sonny just ding, the gate goes up and drives through.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch!
That's a great ad for Easy Pass.
It sure is.
Sonny Corleone.
Yeah, just have the clip from the movie.
So please, Don Stern, you must allow us to draw from the well.
That's not going to happen, obviously. But
yeah, he's got Sable. We wanted Sable. We had her booked, and
we got screwed.
They played hardball.
Yeah.
Well, like, I guess they, you know, they need the ratings over there more than we do.
Well, I guess for now on, I can't even say that with a straight face. I guess for now on, we got to start talking about the WCW and the ECW. Screw WWF.
right?
Well, I don't know if it's their fault, Opie.
Oh.
How could it be their fault? Playboy's carting her around.
Yeah. Well, if you want to check out the pictures for free, go to www.latestwrestlingnews.com. latestwrestlingnews.com/PWP, and you'll get to see the pictures of Sable from the WWF naked before they, you know, appear on newsstands.
It's great. You could check out the Sable spread and her pictures.
These pictures are so hot, though. Mm.
Oh, look at the one with her little towel that says Sable. Let me see.
Wow.
Some kind of an ass man. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. What do you think of that?
Oh, wait, dinner off that ass.
Let me see this.
Man. Holy mackerel. Look at...
Wow, look at that.
That is a fun... Yeah, and look, it really does show the exclamation point.
Yeah, see, the picture on the left definitely shows the exclamation point a lot better.
You know, even if they cut off her legs right there, she'd still have a great ass.
Hey, Ann, what's your favorite picture, you think?
My favorite picture? Well, the ass picture is great.
I think the all...
But,
on all fours is pretty neat.
That's a good one.
Which
the
one?
The all fours. But, I don't know, also the standing up, the one that shows her entire bod with the legs and everything, all straight, standing up with the flowers.
With the flowers. Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, looking good.
Yeah.
Sable, you will face Luna in a rug chewer match.
All right, let's move on to bigger and better things.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Well.
There's Sable.
Yeah. Who won't be appearing on the Opie and Anthony show.
Yeah, might as well give Howard a plug like he needs it. She'll be on Howard's show Friday morning.
Great.
Gee, thanks.
Listen to what she might have said on our show.
All right, 2 for Tuesday continues with REM next. Anthony, the Vermont Teddy Bear Company.
Ah.
They're back in advertising with us again. I guess they were very happy with our Valentine's Day response here.
Well, the ladies that were sent these Vermont Teddy Bears were very happy for Valentine's Day. And now they're on board for whatever reason. You
want to send a bear. A Beargram gift is the easiest way to deliver a message and make someone feel great. When you place your Beargram order, your loved one will receive a beautiful bear, handcrafted in Vermont, with a personalized card and a chocolate treat and a colorful gift box.
Great for birthdays. Yes.
Sending a Beargram gift is a creative change of pace from flowers and will be enjoyed forever because Vermont teddy bears are guaranteed for life. You can send someone a Beargram gift for any occasion. Welcome a new baby in the world. You could even have their name embroidered on the bear. That's or on the bear's bib. That's cool. You could send a get well wish through a bear. You could celebrate a birthday. You could say I love you or happy anniversary with a bear. And they got hundreds of bears to choose from, including the business bear, the pregnancy bear. That's pretty
Whoa.
Cool. These are new bears I never heard of before. The teacher bear, the nurse bear, snowboarder bear, call and ask a bear counselor what else they have, and they'll hook you up. You call them up and tell them something about your lady, and then they'll suggest some bears for you. The last time I sent a Beargram, personalized, please share your most... Oh, very cool. To place a Beargram order, call a world-famous bear counselor at 1-800-829-BEAR. That's 1-800-829-BEAR. And the very cool thing, it only takes 5 minutes to order one of these things.
Very quick, yeah.
And they guarantee overnight and Saturday delivery. It's the Vermont Teddy Bear Company. Give them a call right now. 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York, REM from up. That's Lotus, and the one I love before that, it's Opie and Anthony. Thanks for checking us out. We really appreciate that,
yes.
Everyone.
Yes, we do. Thank you.
All 10 of you. We're having fun today.
Hey,
got to say hi to all the members of the Tuesday Night Hummer Club. Seems like a lot of people are getting inducted today.
Yeah, well, it goes in waves, you know. All of a sudden, a lot of people calling in saying, hey, I'm a member.
Mm-hmm.
Becoming a member.
Yes.
Of course, we do encourage people joining up during our show on Tuesdays.
There you go.
Hmm.
What's the deal with Maury's tomb? Is that tonight?
Tonight on Fox, Maury Povich, his tomb. He's opening up an Egyptian tomb there. It's a smaller pyramid by the Sphinx, and they're going to crack it open and see what's inside. First time it's been opened in 5,000 years. can we put this in a little perspective?
This is
obscene to me. This is just obscene. Fox, who brings you some of the quality programming that we enjoy,
like
the car chases,
caught
deaths,
on tape,
You know, it's fun TV.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're putting their camera crews into a tomb
in Egypt that was sealed up 5,000 years ago. So let's just say it was 3,000 years before Christ. I mean, everything, the Roman Empire, all history you are aware of happened after this was sealed.
Yes.
It's been there throughout wars and famine and everything going on this great earth of ours. And who gets to crack it open?
Maury Povich.
Maury with Fox. Doesn't it degrade the importance of this a little bit?
You know, they're going to open up the tomb and Maury's going to go, "Hey, Connie, I found your ovaries."
They're mummified. I mean, it just kind of undermines things a little bit. I don't know.
Just a bit.
It's a little, it's just kind of a little weird.
Now, how many people have come down with cancer because they're working on this project?
I don't know. Supposedly there's a curse?
The curse of the tomb. The Discovery Channel always freaks me out.
Yeah.
You know, when they're opening up these tombs. And he was perfectly healthy, and he came down with cancer.
Yeah.
Hello? Perfectly healthy people get cancer every day.
But it happens to a bunch of the people in there, Opie. Go figure. He's walking through a 5,000-year-old tomb made of stone, and a big rock falls on his head. It's a curse, right?
Yeah.
No, maybe it's just 5,000-year-old rocks falling on his head.
So
it's very mysterious.
Well, that should be exciting.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
I hope he has better luck than Geraldo Rivera did back in, what, 86 or whatever it was?
When he opened up Al Capone's vault.
Yeah.
And it revealed nothing. Nothing. I don't know. There's got to be something in there. It was an actual tomb.
Hmm.
Look, I'm Indiana Jones. Dan, 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 dan. Maury Povich Jones. Dan, dan, dan. Hopefully he'll walk in there with the camera crew, touch something, and a huge boulder will roll down on top of him.
Yeah.
And all those spears will come out. He'll have to run. Dan, 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 dan. All right. While the cameras are rolling, I'm going to take this bag of sand and try to remove the head and put the sand on there as the weight. And here I go. Look, it worked. Dun, 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 dun. Look at me. I'm Maury.
Has Jay Leno had any stupid jokes on this?
I don't know. He probably has.
You know, like
I haven't heard any.
Maury opens up the tomb and says, "Hey, look, we found Joan Rivers' real face." All those hack jokes, you know.
I'm Indiana Povich. Dun, 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 dun. And Connie's womb of doom. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. Uh-oh, I gotta go into Connie's womb. Look at the dust and cobweb. Ah, skeletons and bugs.
Womb Raider 3. Let's see if we can get Connie pregnant.
Look at the womb you have to enter, Dr. Jones. Dr. Povich.
Womb Raider 3. The object, get Connie pregnant.
That's impossible. Jesus. Look, it's a mummy.
Man, the LSD really kicked in today, man.
I wonder if he's going to wear the hat and everything, and the jacket and have a whip. I bet he does something stupid like that.
You think?
Look at me, Indiana Povich. Look, I'm going to swing from this stalagmite on my bullwhip. Watch. All right.
Falls to his death.
Raiders, that would make great.
Raiders of the Lost Crotch.
Connie. Uh-oh, let me open up Connie's legs. Oh, snakes. I hate snakes. Short round, you go in there first.
No way, Dr. Jones. I know going there, Dr. Povich. That stink.
Come on, short round.
This is top shelf stuff today. All right. Well, there you go. There's our Maury Povich break. All right. There you have it.
Uh-oh, it's closing up. I got to grab my hat before my arm gets caught.
Okay. We got a couple from Aerosmith on the way. Keep the faxes coming. 212-957-WNEW. 1027-WNEW, The Rock of New York, 2 for Tuesday with Aerosmith. Now, there's a good song for the Tuesday Night Hummer Club, Lick and a Promise from Rocks, and What It Takes Before That from Pump. A lot of nice Tuesday Night Hummer references.
Of course.
Well, we're getting a lot of requests for this little ditty, so let's get it out of the way here, okay?
What do you got?
It's Hummer time, Hummer time, hum, hum, Hummer time, 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 Hummer time.
Hey, it's a crowd favorite. What can I tell you?
Yeah, and then it winds up sticking in your head for the rest of the day.
Well, it explains our little club for the new listeners.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have many new listeners, but they are coming aboard one at a time.
Of course.
And there you have it. Also getting lots of requests for the Reverend Al song.
Yeah, a lot of people chiming in for that one.
And I think we could play it in the 6 o'clock hour.
Very good.
If you're going to be around. If you haven't heard the Reverend Al Sharpton song yet, oh, trust me, you want to hear it.
It's a nice little ditty. You might want to dance to it.
You think?
Yeah.
I think so.
It's an up tune. It's happy and fun.
All right. Still to come, we've got some Metallica. We'll do some U2 next. We got some Zeppelin by request. Some great rock and roll today, man. Floyd's on the way. AC/DC. Alice in Chains. Some Bowie. Rock. Allman Brothers. Cool. We're happening today, man.
Yeah.
And also a great story about a chimpanzee attacking a zoo worker.
Horrible.
And we love stories about monkeys.
Yes.
And I guess we're going to get the guy that got attacked by the chimpanzees out there, where, Utah or something like that?
Yeah.
I think it was Utah. I'm trying to find the story here. We're going to get him on the phone and see what the hell happened and why the chimpanzees attacked the guy.
Yeah, get his side of the story.
All right. So
yes.
Everyone wants to talk to this guy, and we'll have an exclusive. We'll have him on the air next.
All right.
All right.
Sure it's him.
And keep the instant feedback coming. Of America, 1027 WNEW, The Rock of New York, 2 for Tuesday, U2, Bullet the Blue Sky from the Joshua Tree, and New Year's Day from War, of course. Hopi and Anthony on the way. We got Metallica, and we got Zeppelin next. We'll be getting the lead out next, Anthony. What?
No, I can't wait. Zeppelin, stick around for that.
I guess if there's nothing else to do on your show, I'm saying get the lead out is an exciting thing to do. All right.
I'm gonna eat cricket.
Yeah, now I got the hiccups. All right, great story in the paper today. I got the hiccups really bad. I'm never gonna get through this.
This will be. Look at you. You have the hiccups.
You know how to cure that?
How?
You got to drink water through a napkin out of a glass.
Shut up.
You do. It's a breath control thing.
Everyone has their cure for hiccups. None of them work.
I don't need the napkin anymore. You know what you got to do? Look.
Right.
Take small sips of water and swallow and alternatingly breathe in and out at erratic. Don't. What are you doing? No, you're doing it too fast.
Forget it.
You got to swallow. Breathe out real hard. Swallow a little more and then breathe in like halfway.
Screw it. We got a great story.
Yeah, that you're never going to get through.
Rick.
Take your water. I'm going to help you out here, Ope.
Everyone has a cure for the stuff never works. Water. Go.
Put your mouth around it, not the way you normally drink it, the other way, fully covering it. And then you suck down the...
Oh, what? And we're going to take pictures for Canon camera or something?
No, it's just so we can...
We took all Canon cameras. Watch the fun as Opie looks like he's doing fellatio on a bottle of Naya water. As Fanny Flan gives him instructions as if to rid him of hiccups. And Maury Amsterdam playing the bumbling police officer.
Stick my lips all the way around. No, I'm not doing that.
No air.
Not doing that. All right.
I think he forgot about him.
All right. I think they're better. All right. Great story in the paper. Headline reads, zoo worker loses finger in chimp attack.
Ouch. They look so cuddly and cute.
Salt Lake City. A zoo worker lost a finger and part of his nose when an escaped chimpanzee attacked him and another employee. Zoo officials killed the chimp and one of its companions. Male chimps Chip and Happy and female Tammy escaped from their cage Saturday and ran into a service area where Chip attacked the man.
Ooh.
The man lost one finger, part of another finger, and part of his nose and suffered bites and scratches. Kim, the zoo's new primate supervisor, threw herself on the man and suffered cuts and scrapes during the attack. Other employees fired shotguns at Chip and Happy, who charged at a worker. Both chimps were euthanized. Said zoo spokespeople.
Euthanized with the shotgun, probably.
Well, yeah, they killed one of them. Mm. So I believe we have such a budget on this radio show. We flew in the guy that lost a finger and a half and part of his nose, Anthony.
I'm thrilled. I can't wait to speak to him.
So if Mark will open the door behind him, we will let the man in and see who the man is. Here he comes down the hall now. Wow, he looks pretty banged up.
He's all wrapped up and bandaged.
Here he comes through the doorway. Here it is. Yeah.
Damn them all. Damn. Oh, don't touch my nose, you buffoon. Look at me. Look at what's happened to me.
Yeah, you...
My God! You bit up my nose, you bloody baboon! How could this have happened? I'm a mess! Damn!
You're really a mess. Now, why would the chimpanzees attack you, Mr. Hashton?
I don't have a clue. I was at the zoo.
Yeah.
I went to feed him.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Happy attacked me. I had monkey bite marks all over my fingers. God, give me back my finger, you damn dirty ape.
Now, wait. You were just feeding the monkeys?
I was petting the little chimp.
All right, you were petting.
He was so cute and cuddly.
You had to
look like Zira.
You had to do something. You had to have done something to have the monkeys attacking you.
It was nothing. I was feeding him.
Yeah.
It was lovely.
Yeah.
Tender moment, me and a monkey. All of a sudden, they lost it. I wasn't doing anything wrong.
You must have been doing something wrong.
What are you getting at?
They really lost it.
I don't understand.
Were you in the cage with the monkeys, Mr. Heston?
All right. You got me. I was trying to partake in the delicacy that is monkey meat. Damn me to hell. How was I to know that lovely little chimps would not be receptive to me touching that red ass? That gorgeous red monkey ass. It's a madhouse. A madhouse. I should have stopped when it started throwing feces at me. I was commenting and yearning for the taste of forbidden monkey meat. All of a sudden, I reached up, grabbed some of that supple, red, soft monkey ass, and they went crazy, biting my nose off. Damn me. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I even started to smile. Nova. The other one got mad because I told it, man was here first. You owe him your science, your civilization, whatever you've got. And it ran after me, biting off two fingers and a piece of the chart and Heston nose.
Yeah.
How can I ever do another movie without a nose?
I think they were hungry and they were attacking that creature that lives on the top of your head.
Do you think that was it? I've read a lot about chimps. Maybe they thought the fuzzy thing on my head that I call a toupee was the alpha male. Trying to hone in on its territory. I didn't even think of it. Does look like a chimp on my head, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Looks just like Dr. Zaius on my head. That kind of silvery color. Just like Zaius. Damn me! Why did I have to partake in monkey meat? The Ten Commandments said nothing about coveting monkey meat.
No, they didn't.
I figured it was fair game.
Yeah.
Till they laid their chimpanzee teeth into my nose. Ow! Damn. Well, now I know. Never to stick my nose where it doesn't belong. You know why they bit my nose, don't you?
No, why?
Because it smelled like monkey meat. I shouldn't stick the charting nose where it doesn't belong. It's a good thing I hadn't taken off my loincloth. She might have gotten a hold of my charting chew, as I like to call it. My sweet candy bar that is the charting chew. Damn me! Ouch! Ow!
Can you leave now?
Yes.
No.
Where's my chariot? Damn me! Why did I partake in the monkey meat?
There he goes. He's on his chariot.
Oh,
riding down the hall.
Yes. He's all bandaged up.
There he goes, Mr. Heston, everyone.
I didn't know it was Chuck Heston. You'd think they would have put that in the paper.
It's kind of strange. Every time there's a story about a monkey in the paper, Charlton Heston has something to do with it.
Yeah. Very How about that?
Very strange. Is it a coincidence? Table booked. We talk about wrestling all the time. And, well, they came back to us and said, oh, no. Oh, no, Sable will not be on your show because Howard told us that she can't appear on any other show before his. And conveniently enough, she's got to fly back to wherever she's from Friday after Howard's show. So only Howard will be talking to Sable.
You know, I don't get it. I remember many years ago, I would listen to Howard, being from Long Island, and hear him bitching and complaining about people, they can't come on my show, Robin, because then they'd be banned from another show. Ooh. You know?
Yeah.
But now he's pulling the same hardball stuff.
Of course he is.
And they say we only have three listeners, so what's the big deal if Sable comes on here?
Yeah, obviously they knew that she was booked on our show.
Yeah.
And, Howard was the one who went on his show and said that we only had three listeners, so what's the big deal if Sable's on our show for three listeners?
And we watch the wrestling show. We watch WWF, and I would like to ask her some questions about the behind-the-scenes stuff, because we know it. I mean, not just, you know, wow, look at the cans on you. How about those, Robin, huh? Hey, Jackie, you like a piece of that, huh? Wouldn't you? Hey, those are nice cans.
Don't forget the lesbian questions, Ant.
Yeah.
There's got to be at least 10 in every interview.
Hey, what goes on backstage with the lesbians? I like that, honey. Ooh, you're hot, honey. Robin used to have cans like that. She got them cut off. Right, Jackie?
So, we're a little bummed today about that. But anyway, we wanted to turn our listeners on to the pictures of Sable naked.
Hey, Sable, my wife just died, you know. Yeah, like a piece of you, honey. Ooh.
All right. So when does the Playboy issue come out? Next week?
Yeah.
I think next week, so we want all our listeners to check out the pictures for free.
Yeah.
Screw.
Now we're mad.
Screw buying Playboy when you can get them for free right now. Oh, that's a Howard thing. Sorry.
Look, he's ripping me off, Robin. He's burping on the air.
Sorry about that, Howard. I forgot only you're allowed to burp and fart on the air. Anyway, we want to turn on all our listeners on to the pictures of Sable for free.
Yeah. Yeah.
Key word here is free, free, free. Screw Sable, screw the WWF. And the website is www. LatestWrestlingNews.com.
One word, all put together.
Latest Wrestling News, no spaces, nothing. LatestWrestlingNews.com/PWP. That's it. And you'll get to see the pictures of Sable and Playboy for free.
Okay.
For free, 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 okay?
Right.
And we got that address here at the studio if you want to, you know, call Rick up or something, all right? Once again, though, www.latestwrestlingnews, all one word, no spaces, .com/PWP. All right?
Good.
A lot of people on the instant feedback commenting about the pictures.
Yeah.
They're smoking.
Pretty hot.
Real hot.
So it would have been nice to see her live on our show.
Let's get back into the tunes.
Metallica.
Yeah. When are we going to give away that trip to see Metallica on the West Coast? Do we have details on that yet?
No, none that I know of.
All right.
I hate when people talk over the beginning of this. The build, you gotta let it build.
Right, yeah, don't talk over. I'll start over.
Because you're in your car, you're just ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding. And then you're like,
yeah!
And then you're like, shut up!
Say your prayers, Richard One! Don't forget my son! To include everyone! You gotta...
All right. 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York. Two for Tuesday, Metallica, Whiskey in the Jar from Garage Inc. and Enter Sandman from one of the best albums of the 90s, the Black Album. Definitely. When did that come out? Did that come out like 1990 or so? I'm trying to remember now. 91, 92-ish?
90.
Was it 90?
You look at the album and you say, how much more black could this be? And the answer is none. None more black.
None more black.
I just love the idea that they took it from Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
The Black Album. Here it is. Smell the glove. God, one of my favorite movies.
I haven't seen that in a while.
This is Spinal Tap.
It's time for another showing, I believe.
Yes. Definitely a favorite.
And we stayed in the same hotel. Never mind. We stayed in the same hotel as a lot of that movie was filmed in.
Well, at the hotel.
Whatever.
This twisted old fruit. I'm just as God made me. God, it's a funny movie.
We should have a showing.
What a wanker.
We should get all our listeners together and just, like, show movies like that. We could show, like, The Other Sister and Spinal Tap. That'd be a great double feature.
Double feature. We should do that. Have, like, movie night.
Movie night.
Something. We'll play, like, Fast Times at Ridgemont High and stupid movies that we like.
Yeah, there you go.
Caddyshack.
Chance to see Metallica on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Details to come, I guess.
One of these days.
One of these days. Well, we're talking about the Stones thing this week.
Yeah.
Sending a busload of people to see the Stones in Hartford. Keep listening for details on that. That's very cool. We've all heard the Beverly Hillbillies promo by now.
Oh, really? A thousand times.
It was a cute promo the first 100 times I heard it.
You know how radio is up. You got to push these things.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a look at instant feedback here.
What do we got?
Annie from Jersey. Hey, Op and Ack. Regarding the opening of the Egyptian tomb, I agree. Whoever picked Maury Povich for that?
What?
I agree. Who picked Maury Povich for that? I guess it could be worse. Could be Jerry Springer. How about Diceman or Yoshi? You guys are pretty funny. Thanks for the laugh. Annie.
Nice. Look at this old dried up skip, huh? There's a mummy in here. What is this, a mummy? You look like some broads I had. Nah, I don't think Dice would have worked. But Maury, I mean, it just degrades the whole thing that it sat there 5,000 years sealed, and Maury Povich and the Fox TV crew are going in there.
They're opening it up tonight at 8.
And probably finding...
nothing.
Nothing, like Al Capone's vault.
Well, thank God we'll be commuting at this point.
You think he's going to do this? You think Maury's going to just have the wacky Indiana Jones hat and the leather jacket and the bullwhip? And just go around like, you know, maybe they'll do like a little vignette of him walking down the corridors of the Egyptian pyramid. I'm Indiana Povich. The walls are as dry as Connie's womb. Look at this. Skeletons in here, just like Connie's womb. Raiders of the Lost Crotch. Hey, Connie, we found your ovaries in here. They're mummified. Look at them wrapped up. It's Connie's womb. Don't look at it. Don't look at it. Close your eyes.
Womb Raider 3. New game for PlayStation.
I bet he's going to do some stupid things.
Yeah.
Look, it might be booby-trapped,
I need the little sack of sand, and then I'll tip it on and grab the head and run out. Oh, look, a giant boulder is getting me. Oh, no, run.
You think? I think so.
I think he'll be that corny.
It's going to be pretty stupid tonight.
Look at that. It's like the last time I was near Connie's womb. Snakes. I hate snakes. Look at that.
Oh, brother.
Short round. You go in first. Let me get my machete. Let me hack through this thatch covering. My God, what is that? This fallopian tube hasn't been used in years. Fossilized. Indiana Povich.
Womb Raider 3.
Dr. Povich, that womb has been dead for years.
I bet. You watch it tonight.
Yeah.
I bet he does some dopey Indiana Jones thing.
A silly little angle.
Indiana Povich. My bullwhip. Let me wrap it around this ovary. I'll swing across the womb.
Well, we can't wait to watch tonight.
Oh, it's closing. Oh, I just grabbed my hat in time before it slammed shut.
Oh, brother, Maury. All right. 8 o'clock tonight on Fox, right?
Yeah.
They're advertising it as the Super Bowl of archaeology.
Oh, whoopee. Let's have a party. Crack open some beers.
With science made sexy by music, high-tech camera work, and speculation about deadly curses and pyramid power.
Yeah, they're going to make it like this music video looking format.
Really?
Is what they're going to do. They're going to Fox it up, you know?
Are they going to have John Madden with his illustrator?
Here he goes. Down the corridor. He's going to turn right here. Bam.
All right. There you have it.
I'll watch it. Oh, I got suckered into the Geraldo Al Capone's vault thing, so I'll get suckered into this one.
Yeah, hopefully there's something in this thing.
What time is it on?
We're not going to watch it. We'll be driving home. 8 tonight.
Jan, tape that for me, would you please?
San, tape that for us. All right. Everyone is standing by. They want to hear the Reverend Al Sharpton song, Anthony.
Yes, yes, very popular song.
And I will promise that we will play it after a twofer from AC/DC. So get your tape decks ready.
Yes.
Because I don't know how many more plays we can get out of this. Ugh, what is going on with the second AC/DC song? Let's try that again.
For a fresh second opinion and free videotape, call us at Staten Island University Hospital, 1-800-285-4584, 1-800-285-4584.
Huh?
We got reprimanded for that bit yesterday.
Well, come on. You got to admit. I mean, the guy probably might not appreciate that.
True.
What he did yesterday. I'm sure it's a wonderful place to get help.
Yeah, I guess.
But it's just the, I don't know, the delivery needs a little boost.
Just a little bit.
Eating. Stereotaxy surgery for treatment of metastases to the neck, head, chest. You want a party? Kegger? Treating cannolis of the feet, butt, back, legs, arms. Stereotactic radio surgery for cappuccino of the leg, elbow, click-clacks of the neck, chest, heart.
Stop. I'm going to get in trouble again.
Radioactive seed implantment. For Saskatchewan of their legs, cheek, feet, and ass. Sorry. Just every time I'm in the car and I hear that, it's oof, a little taste of reality. Stereotactic radio surgery. Cucamonga of the intestines, stomach.
They begged us to stop on that one, Anthony.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right. Let's get back to the tunes. It's safer that way. The Rock of New York, 102.7 WNEW. Two for Tuesday, Alice in Chains. That's Wood from the Dirt CD. Ah, that felt good.
Isn't that nice?
And no excuses before that. If we could play Wood, we got to start playing Man in the Box. Simple as that.
Yeah. I love that.
We should make it into a threefer.
Wow, threefer.
Should we break the two for Tuesday rule and throw in a third song from Alice in Chains?
Oh, three for Thursday. Four for Friday. We're doing a four for Leonard Skinner. We'll see you next week.
So what's going on with Alice in Chains?
I don't know. You know, Lane has his drug problems, Opie.
As we all know. It's so funny because everyone has the rumors about Lane Staley.
Yeah.
They're like, dude, my friend, he was in Seattle and he saw Lane in a gutter. Dude, he's down at like 70 pounds, man.
He had needles just hanging out of his arms, man. It was sick.
I don't think he's going to make it to April, dude. Everyone has their Lane Staley sightings.
Now, from
in
what
Seattle.
I heard, they're in the studio.
Come on.
That's what I heard.
Cut it out.
Read it in the Rolling Stone.
It must be
another
true then, right?
Oh yes. Read
Mr. Bibb.
Recording is another album. What are you reading?
Share it with the entire listening audience, Opie.
I don't get it though. O&A, what happened to Chuck's trigger finger?
Chuck Nested.
Yeah, he lost a finger in a chimp attack.
When chimps attack, fox.
We talked about that earlier. Okay. Optional equipment to receive Hummer. Lobster bib and knee pads.
Lobster bib.
You guys, 3 to 7 Monday to Friday has never been this good. Screw Howard. Both of his shows suck. JB, not too far upstate.
Ouch.
There you go, Sheriff. There wasn't much there, right?
All right, I'm sorry.
All right, this is an interesting story. Battle of the talk show host, Anthony. Oprah and Roseanne will arm wrestle.
Wow.
I guess they arm wrestled today.
Did they?
Wasn't Oprah on Roseanne today?
I think so, yeah.
All right, Los Angeles.
She was on The View, too, I think, talking about how if she's going to stay on television or not. Ooh, the big question.
Oprah?
Ooh, yeah.
She'll stay.
Who cares?
Of course she'll stay. What else is she going to do?
Please.
Talk show hosts Oprah Winfrey and Roseanne usually just battle over ratings, but they're about to battle over each other's muscles. A spokesperson for the Roseanne show says the two superstars actually engaged in an arm wrestling match. Ugh. While Roseanne was interviewing Oprah for an episode of her talk show that aired today. They were arm wrestling? Who wants to see that? Big sweaty cafeteria lady arms
with the flabby flesh hanging from the bottom.
Come on.
Oh my
God. Grab my hand.
Just sweating.
Ugh.
Armpit sweat.
Grunting while they're pulling down.
Don't get the wrong idea. The cat
fight. Hey, Oprah popped a nugget.
Don't get the wrong idea. The cat fight was a good-natured rivalry spurred on by feisty Roseanne, with the loser donating $10,000 to the winner's favorite charity, Anthony. For the record, buffed-out Oprah slammed Roseanne's mitt to the mat in 2 of 3 matches, which means Oprah's Angel Network charity is now $10,000 richer.
Isn't that cute?
Well, that's stupid. I'd rather see them compare like balloon knots.
I like big butts and I can't lie.
Yeah.
Let's see that balloon knot,
like
baby.
Big butts and I can't lie.
If you ever saw one of their balloon knots,
yeah,
it would be like looking at you turn to stone. Like looking at Medusa. It just turns to a stone.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Remember this video?
Yeah.
Alright. One more time. Come on. Alright. Cute little sound effect. Thanks, Rick.
You don't want to see their balloon knots.
No. All right.
Well, good luck to you.
Hey, do they have another UFO show on tonight?
Well, it's, what, Invasion Week on Discovery?
It's still Alien Invasion
TLC,
Week?
TLC, on the Learning Channel.
Those shows are great.
I saw the one with the guy who just so happened to have a camcorder with him every time a UFO showed up over his house. Opie, how many UFOs have you ever seen in your life?
Well, Anthony, I've seen none.
None? Hmm. What a coincidence, because I've seen just about, none. And how many have you seen?
I've seen none.
None. And this guy is on his rooftop with a camera. You should have seen this show.
So I was up on me rooftop, I had me camera, and all of a sudden I see a flash of light in the sky. So I'm taping it, and it's a flying saucer. So about a week later, I'm on the roof again with my camera, and I see a cigar-shaped object come over the house. So I'm taping another UFO.
Eight times this guy has just happened to be walking with his camera.
No kidding.
And get a UFO.
Wow.
So they went to a place to see if it was legit. And it turns out one of the videos he taped off a television screen. And the guy's like, well, this seems to be taped off a TV. I could tell by this marking on the...
Well, right. But what happened was the original got, like, chewed in the VCR. So I had to, like, tape it off the telly. And all of a sudden, the tape exploded. Some kind of a UFO thing.
He was just babbling and it wasn't making sense.
No.
He was full of it. But I love the UFO shows.
Of course.
But I want some real clear video. Because the clear videos they do show, it's a hubcap on our string.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, look how clear. Hey, it's a hubcap.
Oh, we need to bring Nimoy back.
Yeah.
Leonard Nimoy.
Those are great shows.
Well, what was the show called? In Search Of, right?
In Search Of.
Oh.
Strange. In Search Of.
Oh.
The Loch Ness Monster.
Wow.
And you'd the end of the show, it was like... Well, he didn't show me anything.
Right.
He didn't learn anything new. In Search Of Sasquatch, Bigfoot. And they'd show that dopey footage of the guy that fell off the horse.
Yeah.
And you see this guy in the monkey suit walking through the woods.
That was the best footage when we were growing up, though.
And they always froze it, right, when he turned his head and looked at the camera.
Yeah.
Ooh, chilling.
The guy was in Search Of Bigfoot for all those years. He finally gets his shot and he falls off the horse.
He falls off the horse. And then does he run after Bigfoot?
No.
Taping? No, he sat there while Bigfoot turned, looked at him, and walked away at a leisurely pace.
Yeah.
He could have ran after him.
Haven't they proven that's a fake now?
That's what they say. They say it was a guy in a suit. And the Loch Ness Monster, the famous photograph of it.
That really bummed me out. They finally said that the guy who took the footage of the Loch Ness where you see the head in the distance just going across the lake.
Yeah.
When the guy was dying on his deathbed, he admitted that it was a phony.
It was fake. It was a piece of wood.
That was such a bummer.
Well, I strapped a piece of wood to me bloke's back and we filmed it.
Yeah.
It's a fake.
And it's like all bummed because as a kid, you always wanted to believe in it.
True.
Yeah. Alien Invasion Week, Learning Channel.
All right, I think I'm watching that tonight.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, what do we got? We got a couple from David Bowie left. And not many faxes today.
No, huh?
1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York, 2 for Tuesday. David Bowie, DJ. That was one of the first MTV videos.
Yeah.
If you remember correctly, right?
In the lineup of the five that they used to play.
I think they played about 10.
They played 10 and then show the picture of the Apollo rocket taking over. And that would just loop, and then they'd start back over at, you know, Blue Oyster Cult, Burning For You.
Yeah, it was Burning For You. Running With the Shadows of the Night.
No, that was later.
That was later?
Yeah, that was when they really started getting production,
all right.
I remember.
All right, name some of
the airplane.
Name some of the first videos then.
Whew, now you're putting me on the spot.
Video Killed the Radio Star, the Buggles.
Yeah, yeah. A Flock of Seagulls.
Flock of Seagulls, Iran. That had to be one of the first ones.
With the great use of tinfoil on the camera so you couldn't see it in the mirror.
Yeah.
But that worked real well.
I think Chilliwack. Gone, gone, gone. I've been gone so long.
Yeah.
Gone, gone, gone so long.
No?
No?
Rick,
that wasn't one of the first ones?
Triumph. Old Triumph from Billy Squire Live.
Oh, yeah, Billy Squire, definitely. Which Billy Squire song, though?
I know, Christmas Time. It was the Christmas one.
No.
That was
all
great.
Right, hold on. Now we got to go to the phones.
Yeah.
Hi, NEW.
NEW.
Hi, turn down your radio. You're live on the air. We're on delay. Oh.
She doesn't know. She said, screw you, Opie.
Did she say screw?
No.
Hi, NEW. NEW. All right. Oh. This is really working out again today. Great.
Oh. There they go. Now they're popping.
Hi, NEW.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey. Speak into your phone, not to your radio.
All right, hold on. Hi, N.E.W.
Yeah, they Hungry Like the Wolf about a billion times.
That's right, Hungry Like the Wolf.
Yeah, but that was also when they started getting production value.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking the ones that they just had laying around when MTV first started.
Oh, Break My Stride, maybe, by...
No, that was later, too.
Later on, yeah.
That was definitely later.
Anything that looked like it cost more than $10.
I think The Buggles, Burning For You, Blue Oyster Cult.
Mm.
All right, thanks, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, N.E.W.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
All right.
What's up? I think these guys should have a big party on the lawn in Central Park. I think that'll do a lot for their listener base. Can I talk to them? I have a great idea, seriously, because they were talking about how they can get the word out, and I think that if we can get the, you know, if they can telecast live from Central Park, you know, on the lawn, you know, on a nice day in April.
Well, you want to talk to Opie and Anthony?
Yeah, because I think it's a really good idea.
Yeah, I don't know, man. They don't really like talking to the listeners at all.
Oh, well, you know, I've kind of gathered that, but...
I mean, you know, they sound really cool on the air and stuff, but they're real pricks off mic.
All right, then why don't you pass along a suggestion to them, okay? Because I think it's a pretty good suggestion. I think that the...
I don't even know if they want to acknowledge any suggestions from their listeners.
Oh, it's okay. They don't have to acknowledge it, but I think it's a great idea. I think you guys should have a party. You know what you should do? You know that normal day where everybody smokes doobies?
Yeah.
You know, what you should do is you should move that over to the park there, and if they can figure out how to telecast in the park live on that day.
You want me to pass this on to Opie and Anthony?
I think it'll be a great idea.
I'm just producing the show, man. I'm kind of scared of them.
Well,
off mic, to be honest with you, they say they don't really care about their listeners.
But you know what? You got to give them a little room here. You know, if you're producing the show, you got to understand that you got to give them some more room here because you should let them do the Grease Man. You know, the Grease Man was a good routine, and you got. Well, why don't you guys let them do the Grease Man?
I'm not in charge. I'm just in college. I just answer the phones, man.
Yeah, no, but whoever's running things over there, you should tell this guy to let him do the Grease Man. Because, you know, the Grease Man was pretty funny stuff, you know. And, I mean, you know, they shouldn't have pulled the
Grease Man. All right. So what's your message to Opie and Anthony?
Oh, rock on. They should party from the lawn in Central Park.
All right, well, you want to hold on for Opie and Anthony?
Oh, if they want to talk to me, yeah, sure.
I'm sure they don't want to, but, you know, maybe you'll get them in a good mood. It's rare.
The ratings are low, so I think
Opie's in a good mood for 2 minutes a day, so you might luck out.
Well, you see, he went to the Black Crowes concert, so that's going to wear off pretty soon.
And Anthony's too busy, you know, practicing
impressions.
You know what he does? It's so stupid. Like, when the music's playing, he goes in the bathroom and, like, tries out his voices in front of the mirror to see how he looks.
You know, how long does he practice those things for?
For hours. I mean, we can't even get him in the studio. We can't even talk to him. He just, like, when the music's playing, he goes into the bathroom with his big head and just, like, stares at himself in the mirror. And he honestly thinks he's like Charlton Heston when he's doing the voice and stuff.
He's got some good impressions, though, you have to admit.
I'll tell you.
Is this Ben or is this Earl?
This is Johnny B.
Johnny B, yeah. Go ahead, John. What are you saying?
I do a radio show at my college station. I call myself Johnny B. Good.
Right.
So I'm trying to break in, so I'm here. But these guys are a bunch of losers, man. I'll tell you. I should like write a tell-all book.
Radio station? What college radio station?
Huh?
What college radio station?
NYU.
NYU?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's not bad. You got some good company over there. Smart people over there.
Yeah. And Opie's so paranoid in between songs. He's like, you know, blowing lines and stuff in the bathroom.
Well, you know what?
I really need
the pressure. You can't handle it.
I really need a publisher to listen to me, because I could really write a great book about these guys. I've been with them for like 9 months now.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you something. You know, they hit the nail on the head just yesterday. They have a really intelligent sense of humor. You know, I mean, they were right. They could spin records, and that would make things really easy. And you know, you can't get in too much trouble spinning records. But these guys, you know,
I'll tell you the truth though, because they talk about it all the time when the music's playing. They rip off everything from Howard. They just don't want to go on the air and say that, you know.
Well, you know what? Nobody's inventing the wheel again. But, you know what? Let me tell you something. The difference between them and Howard is Howard's always talking about lesbians or, you know, things like that. You know, what really makes them good is that these guys, you know, they take everyday events, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I'll tell you what was creative genius, okay?
Yeah.
Taking that thing with Mayor Giuliani and the cause and doing the Arthur impression.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
Now, Howard on his best day couldn't come up with anything like that. And if you compare Carol, was that her name, his sidekick?
Carol.
No, the fat girl, Robin.
Oh, Robin.
Right,
yeah.
Robin Quivers.
Right,
you compare
right.
her to Opie? Oh, forget about it. You know, I think at best Howard gets a dead even with Anthony. I mean, I give the edge to Anthony because he does impressions.
Right.
And Howard, all he does is talk about penises and lesbians and everybody's like, oh, that's so funny. But I was telling my wife the other day, Opie and Anthony got real sense of humor. You know, I mean, these guys are really, you know, intelligent humor. And, you know, I mean.
Well, you should see them though, man. Right now, they're like, like they're just cowering in the corner. They're scared to go back on the air.
Nah.
I swear, did you see that the scene from, what was the movie, Big Chill? With Glenn Close in the shower? That's what Opie does while the songs are playing.
I don't think things have gotten that bad
yet. I swear to God, he can't handle it, you know?
Well, you know, it's a lot of pressure being funny every day.
I know it's bizarre. You know how Anthony was in the paper for being a racist and stuff?
Yeah.
On what, Sunday?
Yeah.
And he was trying to defend himself yesterday?
Which paper was that?
It was Daily News. It was a big article in the Sunday paper. Anthony in real life's a chink.
Is that right?
I swear
to
you.
I've seen pictures. I don't think...
It's so funny because, like, he walks in and he acts like he's Italian and stuff.
He's really Yoshi. In real life, he's Yoshi. Yeah. When he comes onto the radio station, he's Anthony.
Exactly. These guys are a bunch of scumbags.
It must be fun working with these guys.
Not really. They don't even acknowledge me, so that's why I don't mind talking, you know, crap about it.
No, but come on. I mean, you must get to really hang out a lot and have some good times there.
Oh, yeah, it's great to run upstairs and get them coffee and stuff.
But come on. Yeah, come on. Deep down. It's a fun job, right?
I haven't learned anything from them. I swear to you.
You learned how to take a lot of abuse, though, and that's the first rule of radio.
No, they don't even acknowledge me. I mean, I wish they would drag me in here and just abuse me, you know, but they don't even do that.
Well, you know, if Black Girl gets tired of getting whipped, you can be next.
Black Girl. That's another joke. The guy's white.
I met Black Girl. I met Black Girl at the Black Crows at the Irving Plaza. Black Girl was cool.
Yeah.
Those guys, they were hanging out in front. Him and his tall guy, I guess it was Ben. They all seemed like they were having a good time, you know, goofing. And then you go in and see the show. I mean, you must get to see some shows with them at least. You know, I'm sure you copped some good tickets to the Crows, didn't you?
No, I was the guy giving out bumper stickers after the show.
Come on, you got to see the show, didn't you? They got you in. Tell the truth, they got you in, right?
Well, they get me tickets.
Yeah,
I got to see Hanson a couple months ago.
Got some perks, right?
Yeah.
Are you guys going to be giving out tickets for Jeff Beck? I haven't heard anything about that, and that's a really good show it's going to be.
Jeff Beck's still alive?
Yeah, he's playing on the 19th at, where is it?
Roseland.
Yeah, Roseland, right, yeah. I'll tell you, you know.
All right, well, listen, we got to wrap this up. I mean, you got a message for those scumbags?
Tell them what they should do is they should tap into the normal crowd.
All right, hold on. I'll let you talk to them. Hold on.
Thanks a lot.
I think Anthony is done with his stupid impression. He's coming back in the studio. Hold on.
N-E-W.
Yeah, what's up? How you doing? Who's this?
Hey, this is Opie and Anthony. What's up?
Opie, Anthony, how you guys doing?
How you doing?
All right, God, it's good to talk to you guys. You guys are very funny. I want to tell you, tell everybody about about your show.
Were you sitting on hold that long?
Yeah, my goal is to tell one new person every day about your show.
Hey, you know, we just got this this new intern, you know?
Is that Johnny B?
Yeah, Johnny B.
Oh, Johnny B.
Did he treat you well on the phones and stuff?
Yeah, Johnny was talking a lot of good stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was talking about you guys, saying good things about you guys.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, cool.
Why are you laughing?
Why are you laughing then?
No, because he made it seem like you guys are having a good time over there.
No, because we're hearing a couple of things.
No, we're serious because we've had some complaints from the listeners, and we really need to know the truth. Was he cool to you and stuff?
He was cool, and you guys got some good help over there. I met Black Earl. Black Earl's a good guy.
Yeah.
I met him outside the Crows.
Well, we had a couple of people actually email and fax that said that Johnny B kind of rips us new a-holes when we're not in the studio, and we want to get to the bottom of it.
No, you know what it is? I was telling him that what you guys got a brain which puts you a couple steps ahead of Howard.
But what did Johnny B say? We walked in and he just sounded like he was saying something and then just stopped talking.
No, he was just telling me how hard you work at your impressions.
Really?
Yeah, he said you're always trying to perfect your impressions and do better.
Oh, is that it?
That's
wow, how about that?
He said whenever
cool.
You're not on the air, you're practicing.
Wow. Wait, you just cursed, man.
Huh?
You just cursed.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I swear
you did.
You
said the S word.
No.
He doesn't curse when he's talking to Johnny B.
All right, listen, we're going to put you on hold, all right?
But what you should do is, you know the normal where they hang out and smoke the weed all the time? What you should do is you...
Oh, Jesus. Let him talk to Johnny B.
All right, well, I wanted to play a song here.
Oh, my God. Do we have time anymore?
I know. We just wasted, like, 15 minutes. Well, it's a song that all our listeners, like, sent us.
Yeah, I know.
You want to run late or you want to just blow it out now?
Let's play it.
All right, let's play it and get out of here.
Yeah.
We want to thank all you guys for sending us stuff for the show. We have gotten,
I don't know, 100 copies of this damn song we're about to play.
Emailed to us, I guess because of the whole Yoshi the Pork Man thing.
Yes.
So it's a little Chinese restaurant song.
All right, so we'll end the show with this, and we'll see you guys tomorrow at 3. We got to get back on the radio really fast.
What happened?
Well, our listener's going to kill us. I promised I'd give out the address to the Sable Pictures one more time.
What are you, insane?
Oh, they would kill us. Now I got to find it really fast. If you want to see the pictures of Sable from WWF naked for free, we found them on a website. I'm sure they're going to take them off probably by tomorrow.
You think?
Knowing how that works, because the issue's not coming out till next week, right?
Yeah.
All right, so you want to see the pictures of Sable naked. You need to know how to spell, though. You should see how people are spelling wrestling.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's just brutal. Oh. And they're like, I can't find the pictures, and they're spelling wrestling. W-R-E-S-T-E-L. So here's the address one more time for the pictures for Sable, okay?
Write it down.
www.latestwrestlingnews.com. All one word, no spaces. LatestWrestlingNews.com. That's another thing people are forgetting to put. Because they're using the instant feedback to show what they're doing. They're trying to get these pictures, and it's just a mess. www.latestwrestlingnews, all one word, no spaces, .com. Here's the key. /PWP.
That's it.
Just think. Well, I can't say. P whipped pee.
Popeye wants Pusky.
Yeah, Pusky whipped Pusky, all right?